Well, this sucks. That was all my entertainment for the flight, of which there is 5 hours left. Damn. 2 volumes of Tokyo Ghoul lasted me about an hour. I don't know what I was thinking. Gotta bring a whole library in here next time. Can't be too hard on myself, though. My phone's dead, my charger's dead. Nobody could have predicted that, other than me, a few hours ago. Could ask somebody for their portable charger, but that's awkward. What am I gonna say? Hello, person next to me. Do you have a portable charger that I can sap off of and use all of your energy? Okay, maybe I'm making it a little dramatic for myself. I am intimidated by attractive people. That's normal, probably. I just gotta turn to them, maybe have a conversation with them, right? That's a thing that people on flights do. Yeah, have a conversation with them, maybe, maybe it'll turn into a 5-hour talk about some mundane topic or some other thing. Just don't let yourself get intimidated. Come on. Just turn to him and say, quick. Hi, how are you? Okay, I think I'm ready. How high are you?
Fuck!
I mean, hi. how are you? It's a long flight, isn't it? Oh yeah, great conversation starter me. It's a long 6-hour flight. Let's just roll with it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, business trip too. Yeah, no, I'm getting back from a business trip myself. I'm a beekeeper. There were some bees in South America that needed my attention. So I guess I topped over there and kept those bees.
Oh, we're doing great. This is a great conversation.
Oh, you like bees too. That's good. I guess we got a shared interest there. Bees are really cool. I think a lot of people are scared of bees. Some people, rightfully so, for being, allergic to them. But they're pretty relaxed creatures. Other than the cranky ones. There are definitely some cranky bees out there. Like wasps. Wasps are kind of like cranky bees. Did you know that wasps came first, and then bees just kind of descended from them as a more relaxed, less angry version of wasps? Kind of away from the conversation about bees. Another letter that's very nice. You have very nice eyes. Oof. You know, that sounded way better in my head.
Hello.
I think you look super cool. Sorry to be perfectly literal here. It's been a while since I've flirted. I guess I've been, beekeeping instead. I'm just looking for things to do on this flight, because I had books, I've read them. My phone's dead and my charger's dead. And, I'm tempted to do that thing where you just put your earbuds in and you pretend to listen to music. But I'm pretty... I'm very bored. And, I don't really know what to... Oh, guys. That is your hand. Listen, if... if you have your hand on me like that, people are gonna think that we're a couple. Or something. You don't have to pull away, though. Just, you ever joined the Mile High Club? I guess it has different meanings. I've heard one person, they refer to the Mile High Club as a getting, you know, extremely zoinked while on an airplane, which I can understand that definition. There's also the definition of, you know, doing that more, having something lewd while up high like this. Right? Isn't that a crazy concept? I don't know why I'm thinking about it right now, but maybe just the air, you know. I know that some people like to join the Mile High Club in like the airplane, like restrooms or something, you know. But I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I need to be in a very specific mood to bang in a restroom, right? I mean, like they're pretty small. I mean, I don't even know how you'd position yourself. It'd have to be pretty clean, you know. I can imagine being in the mood, and then coming out of it after walking in a restroom. I'd much rather, you know, do it outside. Then again, like there's something maybe intimate and weird about, you know, that space if it is clean and nice. I think maybe like you can't wait or something, and you're in a very public place, so you go to the one place that is private. That's just me, though. I can understand. I should stop talking, shouldn't I? Yeah. Come on, I got a jacket. Let's throw this over us. Yeah. Nobody's gonna be able to tell what's going on under here, okay? Although it probably will look extremely suspicious, but we'll be fine, you know. We'll just pretend that we're sleeping a little bit, you know. A couple that's sleeping, napping on a plane together.
Hello. This is your pilot speaking. It appears that we are actually going to be a bit late. We have a bit of a situation here.
I'm not going to be going under your clothes yet.
Third grade teacher from,
I think it's way more fun to delay it a little bit.
They decided to bring two cats inside of a
I've never done this before.
Which they have been petting while in their lab, which is quite a distraction for all of us.
Just lean your head back, okay?
I thought it would be a good experience for us to appreciate that, but also figure out everyone who has allergies on.
Quiet down.
Prevent any issues.
No sounds. No sounds from me. No sounds from my mouth. Definitely not.
Weather should remain pretty fine. We are currently looking at
mind if I grab my hat between your legs, right?
Feel free to look out and admire the clouds.
It will stop whenever, okay? We can just reread Tokyo Ghoul or something. If that ever becomes more interesting. I'm fucking sensitive. I haven't had sex in weeks. I've been too busy beekeeping.
Oh, fuck.
Don't go too fast. Oh, no, 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 seriously, if you keep doing that, then I'm gonna get louder, and I do not want to do that. Okay. Just breathe. Just breathe and touch, okay? Let's play a game of who can break first. I'll just pretend to lean back and close my eyes and feel your head on me and just breathe. Nap here. That didn't cut. Change positions right now. I'd either be on top of you or put you on top of me. Say, what are you wearing under here? You're in the comfortable pants today. I'm going another. Feel it here on my skin. I was. You were really warm. You were really, really warm. You were really, really fucking warm. I really. Thank you. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I haven't felt anyone's hands on me in so long.
Hello. This is your captain.
Okay, I have to.
Once again, I have been informed that we ran out of movies to play, unless we went to watch Emperor's New Groove
the
fourth time, which I would be down for, but I got some variety in here. Upon figuring out what the movie is,
you're making it really hard to stay quiet right now.
Movies like Morbius. Now, I am a pilot, I...
You better be keeping an eye on the flight attendants.
Apparently
walking by, because I am not going to be able to control myself.
I think they're about to
everyone just turns over and asks how we're doing.
So, it seems to be a pretty rewatchable, popular movie, so I thought we'd play Morbius too. I know that I'll be watching it in the past.
I got you now. It's really nice to feel you scrub under here. Nobody can hear the little bit of noises or moans over the ambience of it. You know, the plane, or everyone just shifted around in their seats. That's probably what it sounds like. Just another bit of ambience noise. Faster, please. Really hard to keep steady. Really hard to keep steady. Okay. If you go on like that, I'm gonna come. She's gonna make me make a fucking mess, okay? That's just make me come in my pants, aren't you? No, it's fine. It's fine. I want it. I really want it. No, make sure. I'm not gonna stop feeling you either. I don't care how messy we make each other's clothes. We'll just run off and clean up and change after. It's a little bit... I wouldn't say the word is embarrassing, but I just feel so wrong in such a lewd way. I guess we can speak normally now. Well, that book was really nice, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm gonna get up pretty soon to take care of the stuff. Yeah, we still got like four and a half hours to go in this flight, don't we? Yeah, don't worry, I got plenty of mundane topics to talk about in the meantime. Did you know that that mega chili Pluto is the largest bee? Unbelievable, I know. Anyways, it's been very nice to talk to you, and I didn't expect to meet somebody so nice on this flight. Yeah, I'll be back in a second. I'll be right back. And then, we'll talk about other things, okay? See ya in a second.